describe, you know, what do you like about Preston? How would you describe
it? First thing right off the bat, he played at a high program, a lot of production, a lot of good character guys there. Played for a great head coach at Louisville. He was consistent for 3 years as a starter and fit a lot of things we're looking for.
And what are some of those things?
Physically? Yeah, physically he's got size right off the bat. He plays hard. You see him all over the field. He plays on the other side of the ball. He has good tackles for loss. You know, he can go side to side. He's probably better against the run than pass right now, but he can do both. He's a very good athlete.
Does he have special teams ability?
He will, yes. He runs well, yes. Runs well and is a good athlete for that.
Did he make the calls like for them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Preston Brown, yes.
After focusing on offense, I guess you finally, you know, turn the attention on the defense and what stuck out about this guy and address the needs that you need at linebacker here.
Well, I'll give you the general line. He was the highest guy on our board. No, we were excited that I had to say that. No, really, we wanted our linebacker depth. I mean, I know we addressed it in free agency, but we still want to keep adding depth to that position.
How would you describe your linebacker group as it shapes up now with Kiko switching over, just in general, how it's kind of transformed from last year?
Completely different. Yeah, different defense, so it had to. And then with the free agent signing, so that's more of a coaching thing. We'll see how they're used, but I think it's going to be a battle, and that's what we're trying to do, create competition at the position.
You've had all three of the guys that you've picked so far in for visits. They must be pretty valuable in the process for you guys, or is it a coincidence?
I would say more coincidence. I've been with teams where we've had 30 guys and didn't get any of them, so I'd say it's more a coincidence.
Jim, is Preston more of a strong side, middle? What is he best suited for right now?
That'll be a coaching thing. He can do both, in my opinion. He's done it, but that'll be more up to the staff.
Middle for them.
Mm-hmm. We see him as, you know, we see him a little bit as a Mike right now, but he's versatile enough, yeah.
Jim, the plan at defensive end, I know Jerry Hughes is now listed on the depth chart as a defensive end. Does that plan to stick? Because I know he did a lot of edge rush last year, but that was in a different system with Petten, but now with Schwartz's base 4-3. How do you see that position kind of shaking out?
Right, Jerry will get first crack at that as defensive end, yeah.
Is that the same thing with Manny Lawson too?
Manny is going to play defensive end, yes.
Defensive end.
Yeah, Manny will be a defensive end too.